Pat became a member of the Cryonics Institute in 1980 or so. About a year later, he became treasurer and member of the board of directors. He's currently the senior member at the board of directors. And I mention this because Robert Ettinger, the founder of the cryonics movement, died at the age of 92. He was a physics teacher, a science fiction writer who believed that death is only for the unprepared and unimaginative. He died on July 23rd in his home in Clinton Township near Mount Clemens, where his business was. He was 92 and had suffered in declining health in recent years. And as I mentioned, he was the founder of Cryonics, the Cryonics movement. His body has been frozen, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Pat, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great.
Where'd you get your interest in cryonics?
It started with reading a science fiction book by Robert Heinlein called The Door into Summer. That struck me as, well, eventually science is going to come up with this technology. And then a few years later, I found out there was an organization in Michigan working on the nuts and bolts of actually accomplishing that. Since then, there's been a number of movies using the cryonics theme. You had Forever Young with Mel Gibson, for instance, and Sylvester Stallone and another number of other stars have done their cryonics movie.
And you've become a part of the board. Talk about the process of learning more about this and just wanting to be a part of it.
Actually, I started, like a lot of people did, by reading Robert Ettinger's book, The Prospect for Immortality. In that, he discussed the idea that medicine of the future will be able to cure or repair illnesses and injuries that current medicine cannot. So how is it possible to get people today suffering from these injuries and illnesses to future medicine? And the way to do that is once someone is pronounced legally dead by today's definition of death. And that, by the way, is a moving target. People 50 years ago were considered dead long before they are today. But you can, once a legal death is pronounced, you can freeze their body at liquid nitrogen temperature, minus 170 degrees Celsius, where virtually all metabolism ceases and the body is preserved virtually as it was when it was alive, waiting for the time when future medicine can cure the problem, fix the problem, and revitalize them and rejuvenate them so they're youthful.
Is this a form of cryobiology?
It's one of the aspects or technical outcomes of that kind of research.
Now, you know, if you think about this, it sounds logical because there are being, well, we find new discoveries and new technologies when it comes to healthcare yearly. And so this makes a lot of sense. And when I started digging into this, there are a lot of people who believe in this that have not only put their money into it, but are having their own bodies frozen, if you will.
There's actually several people in the Lansing area that have already made arrangements for this.
Well, tell us what you know about Mr. Ettinger from your experience.
He did a lot of thinking about how would someone who faced the prospect of living indefinitely, you know, hundreds of years, maybe centuries or millennia, how would that change the way they look at life? And also, how would society change if people didn't face the prospect, say, of 70, 80 years and that's it? His conclusion was that, for instance, most people you meet, you'll only meet once in your life. But if you face the prospect that you'll live so long that you'll meet them 2 or 10 or 20 times, that people would be inclined to be more polite to everybody because that's not the only time you're ever going to see them. And he was optimistic that future technology would encourage people to be more cooperative, polite, honest, and make the world a better place. It doesn't guarantee it, but that was his optimism.
Are you going to have your body frozen?
I have a contract signed to do that. If I don't, benefit from life extension research before then.
And I got about 20 seconds left. Is this a good place to invest in from what you know?
Some researchers have come up with health benefits for the public in general and made some good profits from the patents on that.